Headline, Radiant Capital's $50 million crypto hack underlines DeFi's multi-sig dependence, published at 4:40 p.m. UTC, October 17, 2024 on protos.com. Yesterday, lending platform Radiant Capital suffered a loss of over $50 million worth of crypto when the project's multi-sig wallet was compromised. The incident offers a stark reminder of the importance of key management in the industry and the potential for damage when signer addresses are compromised. According to blockchain security firm SlowMist, private keys to 3 of 11 addresses were compromised in order to transfer ownership of the lending pool address's provider contract to a malicious contract controlled by the attacker. This was then used to drain lending markets on two networks, Arbitrum and BNB Chain. Crypto auditor Ancilia Inc. alerted the community, instructing users to revoke token approvals to the affected contracts and adding updates as the losses mounted. Unfortunately, the security experts were also reportedly duped into sharing a wallet drainer link from a spoofed account, Radiant Capital. Radiant Capital's official X, formerly Twitter account, acknowledged the incident approximately 2 hours later, as well as confirming the list of compromised contracts. In the meantime, regular marketing material was published and screenshots emerged of a team member assuming users had fallen victim to a phishing attack. The stolen funds, $19 million and $32 million worth of BNB and ETH, respectively, are currently held in attacker addresses on BNB Chain and Arbitrum. Radiant Capital previously lost $4.5 million to a well-known bug in January of this year. Subheading, Wider Threat. The news underlined the decentralized finance DeFi sector's reliance on multi-sig wallets to secure crypto worth billions of dollars. L2BEAT researcher Dano.eth pointed out the sheer scale of funds secured across the sector, with the threshold for each multi-sig displayed alongside the value held within. The figures show that just two compromised signatures could lead to losses of $676 million on Starknet. A total of $1.756 billion is secured by just three signatures apiece across Blast, by far the best value for key for potential hackers, Frax, Tyco, and Kinto. Four signature thresholds secure $1.197 billion in total between Linea, Matis, and Loopring. Finally, 1.44 billion Mantle has the highest threshold, but with 13 possible signers come more opportunities for would-be spear phishing targets. Multi-sig wallets are a common security feature for crypto users, especially projects that manage funds as a team, or for making critical upgrades to their platforms. An established threshold of signatures is required to send transactions, with no single address able to do so alone. Read more. DeFi app, Delta Prime loses $6 million after being warned of Lazarus Mole. However, multi-sigs represent a honeypot target for black hats, with extraordinarily large sums extracted on occasion. In July, Indian crypto exchange WazirX lost $230 million after two signer addresses were compromised, and a further two were likely tricked into signing a malicious transaction. In March 2022, the now infamous Ronin Bridge attack saw over $600 million stolen, which went unnoticed for almost a week. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.